Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Jim Blasingame, thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be very excited about our good friend Greg Cazzetta being back on the show. Greg is a great member of our Brain Trust, and he's an engineer and a petroleum engineer. He worked for Halliburton for many years. He's now a leadership expert. He's also one of the spokespeople for the Shale Crescent region of the United States, the West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania area, and he's been helping us understand the whole energy scenario for a long time now. He's our good friend Greg. Welcome back.
Hey Jim, always fun to be with you. Really is good stuff. Appreciate everything you do.
Good to have you back as always. Hey Greg, one of the things that I've been trying to point out about the debate about climate change and energy is the fact that the people who promote climate change never, what I tell people is I'm not going to listen to them. I'm not going to subscribe to anything they want to do or say until I hear them recognize the progress that the United States has made in lowering their carbon footprint over the last at least 20 years. It's astonishing. It's unprecedented on the planet. But you never hear them get that information is completely denied by the climate change zealots. And until they recognize that and say, okay, good job, but we can do better. Let's work on it this way. Until they say things like that, I'm not going to listen to them, because what they're telling me is this isn't science that I'm talking about. They're saying to me, this is our religion and you should subscribe to it. What do you think?
You know, I absolutely agree with you, because we're in a very unique spot now, because, you know, we've heard about fracking on the presidential debates, and that's, you know, what, and we have this opportunity to bring manufacturing back here. And if climate change is the problem, the solution is for us to bring manufacturing back here from China to operate under our environmental law. And, you know, we have another unique advantage. When you make it here and the resources are here and you sell it here, your carbon footprint is negligible compared to
when you can build a plant on top of the source.
They got to bring their energy in. That's a carbon footprint. They got to ship it here. That's a carbon footprint. Yep. We know what their environmental law is like. So we're going to both learn if these folks really, if it's really about the planet, or if it's some other agenda, like you said, a religion.
Because it's a religion.
Now, you can't be anti-frack and pro-planet. I mean, if you're against fracking, you're against the planet today. That's a whole different. Can you imagine how that really sits with some of those folks? I mean, it really,
right.
It really bugs them.
Well, I know, and you know, one of the things that I'm going to include this in my column this week. The United States produces twice as much GDP than China, 50% more GDP than China does, and our carbon footprint is half of theirs. We produce twice as much GDP with half the carbon. Now, why isn't that lauded? Why isn't that celebrated by everyone? And then the greenies can say, okay, guys, good job. Let's take it from here. But they won't do that. They act like America is the enemy of every, you know, of every oxygen breathing animal or plant on the world and we're the enemies, and we're not. We're the heroes, in my opinion.
Oh, we absolutely are. And you know, what bothers me is it's they want you to do it their way. And you and I both know from a leadership aspect, when I'm leading a team, I know I'm not the brightest bulb. And I want my team to use all their resources, all their brain power, and we're going to come up with a better solution than I can on my own.
Right.
Here's what's going on. Think about it. We're talking about wind and solar. We were talking about that when I was at Disney World in the 80s, and it's still only 10% of our electricity. And I'm surprised they're not touting Iceland, because in the last 20 years, while they've been trying to squeeze that square peg into the round hole of wind and solar, Iceland is running on geothermal. They're almost off of fossil fuels, and they did it in a smart way. They took advantage of the resource they had, geothermal. They're heating 85% of their homes.
Right.
They've lowered their carbon footprint, and they use some of that as fossil fuels, but what it did for them, they had to import all that stuff. They used what they had. Now, that's smart business, and that's great. People win, the planet wins, and I think that's what we're doing right now with this whole fracking and the American manufacturing industry, is we're doing good for the planet. We're doing good for the American people, because these are really great jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that, tell me what anybody has to solve the problem in China. Last year, to your point, Jim, China's CO2 footprint went up 2.9%.
Yep.
We went down 2.6. So they undid everything we did.
And the other thing is they apparently are part of the Paris Accords. I looked that up. It seems like they may be. But does anybody on the planet believe they're going to comply with the rules?
Oh, well, no, and there's no way you could force them. You know, I'm waiting if the greenies really believe that. Go over to Beijing and have a protest.
Take a deep breath. How about go to Beijing and take a deep breath? But, you know, the thing that I remind people, this is something people don't realize. There is an indignation industry in America that shows up at courthouses all over the country, especially in Washington, to make our country and our employers comply with whatever we say we sign up to. So if we agree to do something globally or nationally, there are lawyers for all these other interests, including our enemies, who will show up and sue us for that and make us do that. That doesn't exist in Germany or France or China or even Japan or Russia. Those people can sign up and then flaunt the rules all they want. Nobody will make them do that. That doesn't happen in America.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, what's really neat, the International Energy Agency put out a piece a few months ago. And, you know, we're not in the Paris Agreement, but we're the only major country that's on target to meet those objectives.
Just the way we didn't sign Kyoto, and yet we're currently at Kyoto carbon footprint 30 years ago, folks. That's the Kyoto metric is 1990 carbon levels. We are at that or below it, and we did it without signing the Kyoto Accord. Nobody who signed the Kyoto Accord has accomplished that. 20 after, right back with Greg Pizzera after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.